Okay, this is perfect. That'll help us model a little bit. We're going to switch gears now and start studying the area of interest, charging interest in loans. The Torah uses the term both, uses two terms, neshech and marbis, but the Rambam explains they're both the same. Shenemar es kas v'chal lo siten lo b'neshech, and then it says marbis lo siten ochlacha, and then ulahalon omer neshech kesef neshech ocho neshech kol davar sheyushach. So the question is, why is it called neshech? Neshech who noshech, right? Because it bites. Shemitzar is chavero, because you're causing pain to another person. Ve'ochel es besaro, and it eats your skin. Love, or why does the Torah then divide it up? Lav or lav b'shnei lavin, to tell you that there is two isurim, so to speak, when you violate the isur of ribbis. Halacha beis, k'derech she'asur lahalvos, kach asur lahalvos ribbis. Just like it's what do you call it? It's forbidden to go ahead and lend an interest with interest. It's also forbidden to borrow with interest. We learn that from Torah Shabbat Peh. This is a warning to the borrower, which basically means you're not allowed to go ahead and be engaged in what do you call it, interest. So too, you're not allowed to be involved with, be like a broker, being lo b'lamalveh to arrange a loan with interest between a borrower and a creditor. And even if someone is involved in any way, whether it's a guarantor or writing the contracts of a loan with interest, you're over a negative commandment. So this includes in the Torah witnesses, guarantors, and people who are instructed to write the contracts. We learn out, so if someone lends with interest, he violates six commandments. Okay, so that's for someone who lends it, what do you call it, with interest. Someone who borrows it violates two. And other, like third parties, like witnesses or people mentioned above, ain't over the only over one. Anyone who's a broker between the two, or someone who even instructs or advises someone to do this, he's over one prohibition. Even though the lender and the borrower violate all these things, there's no malchus given for this because the interest can always be returned. Because anyone who lends with interest, if it's a fixed amount of interest, that's also midaraisa. So courts get involved. They could take it from the lender and return it to the borrower. And if the lender dies, we don't forcibly remove the funds from the children. Let's say the father leaves the son's money he got through interest. Even if they know it's interest money, they're not obligated to return it. Let's say he left what do you call it, a cow or a piece of clothing of interest, the whole davar museum, right, or any other specific item that he got through interest. They're obligated to return it to show respect for their father. When this is applied, when he repented, he wasn't able to return the thing until he died. We're not worried about his honor. Even if it's something specific, we don't have to return it. People who rob, and so do people lend money with interest who want to return it. We don't accept it from them. This way, we don't, what do you call it, to open up, what do you call it, easier path to tshuva for them. Anyone who does accept this repayment of the interest, it's not looked upon in a positive way by the Chachamim. If the stolen article wasn't still intact, behirbis davar museum, or what do you call it, or something specific was given as interest, right? Since it is there, since it is an object that can be accepted. Any contract that has in it mention of interest, whether it is doraisa, or it is, a fixed amount, or it's midorbanan, which we'll see later, govas akaren, veino govas ribis. So the lender can take the principal, but not the interest. Kadam v'gaba. If you went ahead and collected the entire amount, hakom motzi menu v'gaba kol. Excuse me, motzi menu haribis k'sutza. We take from him forcibly the fixed interest. Aval avak ribis, but the quote the shade of ribis shehuma divram that's rabbanon. Eino gov mina lova l'malve. We don't take from the borrower to the lender. Nor do we return it from the lender to the borrower. We'll get to that later. Anyone who writes a contract with interest in it, as if he's putting down on a document and he has witnesses that testify that he's a denier of God. Anyone who borrows or lends money with interest, whether it is in privacy. Again, he's like a kofer. The kofer b'tzias Yisrael, he denies the Exodus. Shenemar's kaschachol is tem lovaneshach. Ani Hashem okecham asher tesis chamerik Yisrael. Halacha ches. Also, all the mahavos bano of nebeis of ribis. A person can't borrow money from his sons or even people lives in his house with interest. Sh'afi she'eno makbid, even if not so concerned about it. U'matanahu she'nos anhen. And let's say even if it's giving them a present, hareza aser, it's prohibited. Shemin yargilim b'davrezeh, because they'll get used to doing it. Lachates tamidei chachamim shehilvu zedzeh. So chachamim who lend money to each other, but nasan lo yesra mashallah b'menu, and let's say the borrower tamal chacham returns a little more than what he borrowed to the other tamal chacham, raising mutter, that's permitted. Should ever do it, nasan lo. It's clear he didn't give it to him elam matana as a gift. Sharihan yodun chomer es ribis, because we can assume tamid chachamim know the stringency of interest. Lachiyod hamaves chavero, a person lends money to another person, matzah halove yoser. And the borrower discovers, let's say, more than the amount that he originally agreed to, or let's say when he paid back the debt, the lender found more money. It was more than what he lent them. Right? So if it's if it's an amount that someone would normally make an error on, so he has to return it. Vimla, but if not, matanahu. We assume it's a gift they gave him. Ogzela, or it's stolen, or it was he had stolen property belonging to the lender. Vivlilo Bakeshbon. He wanted to return it without the lender knowing what's going on, or someone else asked him to return the money. Bekama deos, bekama hadas toa, right? So what's considered to be a sum that a person would make a mistake about? Be'echad v'shnayim or v'chamisha v'asara. 1, 2, 5, 10, or etc. Shema mana chamisha chamisha osara osara. The latter, for instance, he counted out, let's say $10 bills. Dechini matza yeser, let's say he found, let's say he found, excuse me, Yasser Minyan Achamishios or Minyan Asirios, Echad Echad, Chai Bahaksulo. Let's say he found a group of five or a group of 10 that had an additional one in it. He's got to return the extra amount. Shema HaChadim Shayamona Bahena Chamishios Asirios Nisarvimem. Because maybe the additional one who he's counting got mixed up with the groups of 5 and 10 that he was also counting. Lachidal Famalva Eschavera Alamatbea. A person who lends another person money based on a particular type of coin that was manufactured. So too, if he writes for woman in Ksuba, this specific coin that was minted, upirish mishkalo, right? And vosifa mishkalo, and it's clear what the weight is. And then let's say the monetary people increase the weight, vosifa mishkalo, imhuzula peros, machmasa tosefes. If the value of the produce goes down because of the increase, menachalo shira tosefes. So then, he should deduct the part of the additional amount. Vafilo sifo lov kol shu, even if it's a small amount. Vimlohozul machmas tosefes, but the value did not go down because of the addition. Ena menachalo, we don't reduce that amount when he pays back. Rather, he pays him from the coin used at that time. Medra amor mishal sifo lov ad chamishiso. This only applies when the addition is 1/5 of the value. Vimon shahayim mishkal arba vasal chamisha, meaning its weight was 4. And then went five. But if he added more than five, menachalo called Tosefes. He deducts the entire additional amount, even if the produce didn't go down in value. This also applies to a loan where the weight of the coin decreased. Sorry. A person who lends another person money based on the specific coin that was minted, and let's say the coin is disqualified. If he could use it in another country, he's got a way to get there. No salami matbeo shalva. He gives him from the coin that he lent him. But he says to him, "Lech vatsi makaponi. Go to that country and redeem it." The main lo derech l'sham. If he has no way of getting there, no salami matbeo yotzebo sasha. Then he got to pay him based on whatever is the legal currency at that time. The chaim ksuba, and the same thing applies to a ksuba as well. Halachi gimel nahoru mixas gaonim. Some of the gaonim paskind. That a borrower who, let's say, forgoes any interest the lender charged him, but will charge, So even if what he called he affirms this on Nasa Matana or he gives a gift in a Moklum, doesn't help at all. Shekol Rebbe Shem Olam Mechilahi, because all interest is considered to be a situation where someone's waiving the rights. Aval Torah lo machla, but the Torah doesn't forgive, so to speak. Asra Mechilazu, and it forbids this waiving away of the interest. So Mechila, that's why you can't waive interest. It's not possible. I feel the Rebbe Shalvarim, even the Rabbanim. Yearly, so the Rambam surmises, Shaina, this isn't the correct psak. Rather, since the lender is told to return the interest, the Yodea Iser, and the what it called, the borrower knows that it's something prohibited here, and what it called, he has the right to collect the money. In Ratzalimchal, he can waive it if he wants to. Gezel, just like you do by robbery. They said openly that people, robbers, and people lend money and interest, zero, that return, seek to return the money, in the Kavlamhen, you don't accept it from him, implying that the returning would be effective. You shouldn't do it, but if you did, it's effective. Finally, Adam. So the property belonging to orphans can be given to La Adam Neman, can be given to a person who's trustworthy, Tovim, Karv, an arrangement that is going to probably lead to making money and not lose money. What does this mean? Ketzad Omerlo, Tia Nosa V'Nosa Mehen. The court tells this person, listen, do business with their property. Im Yesh Revach, Ten Lahem Chalkan Min HaRevach. If there's profit, give them profit. V'im Yesh Hefzeh, Tafsid Atal Levadecha. But there's a loss, you take the loss yourself. Shezeh Aver V'Givis too. Because this sounds like Aver V'Givis. V'chol Aver V'Givis Ein Asra L'Midirayim. But since it's only an Asra D'Rabbanan, V'Nechseh Yisomim Lo Gazer, they didn't include the Gzera by the property belonging to orphans. That ends Perek Dal. We'll continue with Perek Hey next time.